Here's a ghostly story.
Just stop him if you've heard.
It's just a little gory.
It's patently absurd.
About a pair of corpses
who might come to visit you.
But one thing we can promise is it's absolutely true. They have fangs down to here and a devilish leer.
And their eyes are all bloodshot and red.
With their flyaway hair and a menacing stare.
It's just hard to believe they're so dead.
They're all covered with dust and their stench.
Well, it's just what you'd guess that cadavers exude.
Like some musty old socks or a rusty lunchbox.
Full of noodles and oodles of half-eaten food.
They make blood-curdling sounds as they go through their rounds.
Awful noises we found really crude.
With their terrible moans and unbearable groans.
If you ask me, I think they're just rude.
When they glide through a room, they can fill it with gloom.
Wet and clammy and cold as the moon.
When they float down the stairs, they can look like
the scariest corpse from a tomb you could ever exhume.
What's more, they will mess with your brain like some haunting refrain that you just can't explain to family, friends, and such. They have horrible breath that might gag you to death. We have more than a hunch that you might even lose your lunch. But for all of their sins, they're still good for some grins.
Twice as fun as a horror movie.
When they come to a haunting, it's not really daunting.
It's thrilling as thrilling can be.
We invite all our friends to come over
to spend quiet evenings just waiting to see
if they'll finally arrive.
Looking dead but alive.
It's a wreck of a spectacle.
Spooky as heck.
But they'll drive you slightly insane. They might make your blood drain.
When they reach out to claim you with their gnarly hands. One dark Halloween night, they might give you a fright. There's a ghost of a chance you'll even have to change your pants.
But you'll think that we're fibbing,
or maybe ad-libbing.
I'm sorry, we just can't agree. 'Cause for all that we boast, they're our favorite ghosts. Much better than what's on TV.
Commercial free.